Last time we started doing the third part of the Tosis on Daf Vav. Tosis discusses whether it requires Eidim. You need Eidim, Eide Kiyum, in order to make the Kinyan Chalipin Bichal. The Rivam wanted to bring a Raya from Asugya. The Rivam at first felt that Chalipin requires Eidim, because the Gemara in Bava Basra says that Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim, Kinyan, the word Kinyan, Stam Kinyan, means Chalipe Sudr. Right? Kinyan Chalipin. That if someone wants to be makne something to someone else, then the kone gives a sudr, he gives a handkerchief or some other kli to the makne, and then the makne gives over, he transfers bailus on the object of the karka to the kone. So the Gemara said, kinyan bifnei shnayim, so from that the Rivam was medayek, but you see that kinyan chalipin requires eidim, that's the poshup shat in the Gemara. But he says that from Asugya, it doesn't seem like that, because Asugya quotes the Chachamim, who all pshara b'yachin, that you can do a pshara in front of one dayan. And yet, v'hilchas a pshara tzvich a kinyan. Pshara needs a kinyan. You need a kinyan suda to make the pshara work. So, how can pshara be b'fnei shnayim? How can pshara need eide kiyum if the pshara can be in front of one? So says Taisus, no, the Rivam's raya from Asugya is not a raya. Maybe the Gemara means that you need to do the kinyan in front of two eidim to be mekayim the pshara that was done b'yochid. Pshara was done in front of a single dayan, but you need two eidim in order to be mekayim. So Tosis is not convinced that the Rivam's raya from our Gemara is really compelling. Tosis seems to conclude that kinyan chalipin really does require two eidim, like the stam mashmos of kinyan bifnei shnayim. Gemara in Bava Basra says that kinyan bifnei shnayim. The Rivam would say, no, kinyan b'fnei shnayim means that if the kinyan is done b'fnei shnayim, ain tzarech lo maksovu. There's no need to tell the eidim b'feirish to write a shtar raya. It's just an assumption that if he did it in front of two eidim, he wants them to write a shtar for the konin. That's what the Gemara means. It doesn't mean kinyan b'fnei shnayim, it has to be in front of two eidim. If it is in front of two eidim, then they can write a shtar even without the express command of the makna. And so this is the back and forth in Tosis. Rabbi Natan and the Rivam have rayas that maybe Chalipin does not require two eidim, and Tosis seems to reject both of their rayas. Tosis seems to conclude that maybe Chalipin Taka does require two eidim. So this is not just the Machlokas, the Bali Tosis, Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid as well. The Rambam, Nilchas Mechira, Perek Hei Halacha Tes writes as follows. Zeha Kinyan. What does Kinyan mean? Rambam already told us in Perek Hei Halacha Hei. Hakarko, Savodim, Behabahema, Shar Kola Metalpin, Kolech Meyam Nikna Bechalipin. Chalipin works both for Karka and for Metalpin. Behu Hanikra Kinyan. Says the Rambam, the word Kinyan always means Chalipin. Kinyan Chalipin, Chalipe Suda. So comes the Rambam later in Halacha Tes there in Perek Hei, and he says, that Zeha Kinyan ain't Sarach Lios Bifnei Eidim. The Rambam writes Beferish, Chalipin doesn't have to be done in front of two Eidim. Elam Hoye Beinov Uven Chavera Kona, Shalot Tzvicha Torah Eidim Bidine Mamadas Ella Lekofer. The Torah only requires two Eidim if there's a Kfira, if someone is denying something. So you need Eide Birur, you need Eidim to be Mavara, the Inyan in Bezdim, to find the truth. But Lekiyum Adavar, to make something valid, in the first place, that is not necessary, says the Rambam. There's no need for Eidim in Dinei Mamonas Bechlal L'kiyum Hadavar, to make something work. Aval HaMocher, O HaNosein, O HaSocher, O HaMashu, L'chiyotze Behen, Ein Tzarech Eidim. Kevin Shekona, Hakona B'derech Echa, Min Adrochem Shekona Behen, Bein Be'agba, Bein Be'mishicha, Bein Be'misir, Bein Be'kim, Bein Be'kesed, Bein Be'shtab, etc. Doesn't matter. No matter what Kenyan you do, it's up to Rambam, Kona. Aval B'she'ein Sham Eidim. No need to have Eidim on any Kenyan. Nothing. No Kenyan, na Kesem, na Shtar, na Chazaka, na Mashicha, not Kenyan Suda. The Ravid, Omer Avraham, ain't a kol modim be Kenyan. Not everyone agrees to the Rambam about Kenyan. Which Kenyan? Suda. Right? Not everyone agrees to the Rambam by Kenyan Chalip, and that it doesn't require Eidim. It sounds like the Ravid is arguing with the Rambam. He says that ain't a kol modim, that not everyone agrees. Does the Ravid hold like the ain't a kol modim? Or is he just quoting the Shita? It sounds like he holds like it. If he didn't hold like it, why would he quote the Shita? Abbot seems to argue with the Rambam and says that Kinyan Chalipin does require Eidim. So this seems to be the same as the Machlokas de Bali Tosis that Atosis quotes. The Pella is the Shita of the Ravid. Ravid, who says that Eina Kol Modim Bekinyan, some hold that Taka Kinyan Chalipin requires two Eidim, Bekiyum Hadover. It's Pilei Ploy, it's the Tosus HaRosh, both in Bav Metzia and in our Sugya Es, Maishna Chalipin from all other Kinyanim. No one argues about the other Kinyan, the other Kinyanim. The Lashon of the Ravid is Eina Kol Modim Bekinyan. Some people disagree about Kinyan Chalipin, but about Kesef, Shtarin, Chazok, and Mashicha, Hagbah, all these other Kinyanim, no one's going to argue. Everyone says that those Kinyanim don't require Eidim. So who said this Chalipin is different? Chalipin requires two Eidim. Maishna Chalipin from all the other Kinyanim, Frekti Rosh. If Kinyanim don't require Eide Kiyam, so Chalipin shouldn't require Eide Kiyam either. It's Docha, just another Kinyan. So what's our Tosis in Sanhedrin and the Ravid assuming that Chalipin requires Eide Kiyam? Why should it be different than any other Kinyan? That's the Kash of the Rosh. It's the Kash of the Rosh. The textual rias, we can bring rias. Tosus brought rias. The Nosei Kelim on the Ravid say that the raya to the Ravid is the Gemara in Bava Basra, Nav Mem, Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim. Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim sounds like the Ravid, that Kinyan Chalipin has to be in front of Shnayim, but we already pointed out that's not a raya. Ain't Tzarech Lomar Ksovu. Maybe the whole point of the Gemara is to say that if it's done in front of Shnayim, then you don't need a special tzivui to write a shtar. You can write a shtar even without a tzivui because it's understood there's an implicit tzivui, the fact that he's doing it in front of Shnayim. So that's not a raya. You can pilpul back and forth with the texts of the Gemara. Are they a raya to the Ravid? Are they not a raya to the Ravid? But Svara, why should Chalipin be any different than any other Kenyan? Why should Chalipin require Eide Kiyam if the other Kenyanim don't? So before we answer that kasha, let's first ask a different kasha. The Rambam, later in Ilchas Mechira, Perek Chav Tes, talks about Chalipin with a katan. Let's say a katan is going to be machne something. Min HaTorah, the katan doesn't have any kinyonim. But the Chachamim will misake min the Rabbanah that a katan does have a kinyon once he reaches the age of Pe'utos. Pe'utos. What does Pe'utos mean? The Gemara in Gittin has different shittas. It's unclear around 6 or 7, 7 or 8 or 9. It all depends on the katan, right? It depends on how chacham, what kind of a chacham a katan has. If he's a bar chakim, if he has management skills at an early, if he has marketing, if he went to Sims early, and he has the skills that a seasoned professional has, so maybe even at the age of 6 or 7, with Rabbanan, he'd have a kinyan and he'd be able to be makna. And to be konim and to be konim. If not, so then we have to wait until a later age until he can have a kinyan in the Rabban. So what happens when it comes to Chalipin? The Ram doesn't deny that once the cotton reaches the age of Pehutos, he can have Mekach u'Memka. Says the Rambam in Perek Chav Tes Halacha Tes, V'chainim konu miyad ha-cotton of hisker mokom ha-metalt ha-mechazabo, v'kona lokea, she'em otziyan miyad ha-cotton b'dib. If you konim from a cotton, Konu from the Kon. What does it mean, Konu? Konu with Kinyan Chalipin. The Stam Kinyan is Kinyan Chalipin. Can't be Motzi from the Kotan. Ve'ein Kinyan Miyad HaKotan Klum, says the Rambam. She'a Kinyan B'Shtar Ve'ein O'edim Chos Min Ela Al Shtar Shal Adam Godol. Even if HaPehutos Mekcha Mekach U'Memker on Memker, but Chalipin is different. You want to be Konu from a Kotan? It's not the same. Because Kinyan Miyad HaKotan is nothing, says the Rambam. Chalipin from a katan does not work. Why? Sha'a kinyan b'shtar. Kinyan is b'shtar. We always have a shtar with the suder. But eino eidim chosmin ela al shtar shal adam godli. Eidim only sign on a shtar of an adam godli. You can't write a shtar for a katan. You don't have a shtar for a katan. So if you don't write a shtar for a katan, says the Rambam, kinyan is b'shtar. There can't be a kinyan chalipin from a katan either. The Rambam makes it tzushta, right? There's a jump. Since Kinyan is Bishtar, and you can't write a Shtar on an Adam Katan, he doesn't have the Das to be Mitzaveh, the Eidim, to write a Shtar, so there can't be a Kinyan Chalipin from a Katan either. What's the Rambam referring to with this line that HaKinyan Bishtar? He's referring, L'chora, to the Gemara in Bava Basra, that HaKinyan Bifnei Shnayim Ve'ein Tzarech Lo Maksovu. Kinyan normally leads to a Shtar. Zok the Gemara Stam Kinyan L'Ksiva Omeid. It's Omeid L'Shtar. So, if you can't have a Shtar B'Katan, then you can't have Kinyan B'Katan. Because the Kinyan normally leads to Shtar. That's the understanding. So if you're not going to write a shtar on an Adam Katan because he doesn't have das to give a tziva to the Edim, so then Mistama, you're not going to have a kinyan chalibim by a katan either, because kinyan always leads to shtar. So if there's no shtar by a katan, there can't be kinyan by a katan either. Shmuel.
Just to clarify, is this katan only a katan who doesn't have father or pachavos?
If he has a father, so then what kind of bailus does he have on any object? Right? Does he has a separate bailus on an object? The previous Rambam says katan hayodeh betiv masu matan she'en lo apotropos, etc., etc. So it sounds like he doesn't have an apotropos. He doesn't have anyone else to do a kinyan for him.
So a regular katan can't do any kinyan no matter what.
If he's samach al shulchan aviv, he's not going to be kohen anything anyway. Everything he picks up belongs to his father. So, Mistama, we're not talking about such a case. We're talking about that the Kotlin is standing alone. What does the Rambam mean? The Kinyan is Bishtar. You can't write a Shtar on an Adam Kotlin, so therefore there can't be a Kinyan by a Kotlin. He's invoking the Gemara in Bava Basra, but the question is, what does that mean? The Gemara is just saying that in normal circumstances, a Kinyan leads to Ksiva. Kinyan Soda leads to a Shtar. But does it have to lead to a Shtar? Maybe in normal circumstances where you're doing a kinyan from a gadol, so that leads to a shtar. It's as if the gadol is expressing his das that he wants the edim to write a shtar. But if you do the kinyan from a katan, in a chanami, maybe taki you can't write a shtar. Midas the katan. Katan doesn't have the das to be mitzava to write a shtar. So if he's the makta, you can't write a shtar about his hakna. But that shouldn't stop you from doing a kinyan chalipin. In most circumstances, the kinyan chalipin is going to lead to a shtar. But in those circumstances where it doesn't lead to a shtar, so it won't lead to a shtar. The Gemara is just saying that in a situation where the makna could write a shtar, he could be mitzvah the eidim to write a shtar. So if he does a kinyan chalipin, there's an understanding that he wants the eidim to write a shtar. But if the makna is not such an individual who can write a shtar, so let him not write a shtar. They can do the kinyan chalipin without the shtar. But that's a requirement of kinyan chalipin that there has to be a shtar there? What's the Rambam saying? That's not what the Gemara meant. The Gemara just meant that in a situation where you could write a shtar from this makna could be mitzvah eidim to write the shtar, then automatically, if he does a kinyan sudur, it's understood that he wants the eidim to write a shtar. So the katan, who's a makna, the katan might want them to write a shtar, but you can't write a shtar on a katan. He doesn't have das to be mitzvah the eidim, or he doesn't have das to implicitly allow the eidim to write a shtar. But so what? Why should that stop me from doing a kinyan chalipin? Just because it can't lead to a shtar, that should stop me automatically from doing a kinyan chalipin. The Rav wanted to say that this Rambam is a mafteah. This Rambam teaches us a fundamental yisod about chalipin. Based on this yisod, we can better understand why chalipin might require eidim as well. What is a kinyan chalipin? How does it relate to the other kinyanim? So one way to look at chalipin is that it's like a kinyan kesef. It's a little different than kinyan kesef, but basically it's like a kinyan kesef. What is a kinyan kesef? Kinyan kesef is that through a transfer of money, through a transfer of currency from the lokeach to the mocher, from the konet to the makna now is going to be giving an object, or he's going to be giving karka to the konet. And that's how kesef works, kinyan kesef. You're not transferring the object, the dover hanikna. Not transferring the item that's actually going to be niknet. That occurs in hagbah, in meshicha. There are some kinyanim that are done on the dover haniknet itself. That's not the case with kesef. Kesef, you're not touching the object that you're actually acquiring. You're transferring currency, and by the transfer of currency, so that transfers bailus from the makna to the konet in the object. That's how kinyan kesef works. But how does that work? Well, what does kinyan kesef really mean? What are you doing exactly? So there's a famous machlokas, the Sma and the Taz in Choshen Mishpat at the beginning of Siman Kuf Tzadi. You're talking about kinyan kesef by karka. Kinyan kesef by karka. How does kinyan kesef work by karka? So the Sma holds that kinyan kesef by karka is what we call kesef piro. What does it mean, kesef piro? That the kesef that you're transferring is the beginning of the payment for the item that you're buying. In the context of karka, it's the beginning of the payment for the karka. Karka costs, let's say $1 million, and you transfer $1, so the dollar is the beginning of that payment. Okay, let's keep it simpler. The karka costs $100. You transfer a dollar. So the kesef is the beginning of the payment for the karka. You can be called to the karka by the transfer of kesef. And how much money does the kona owe the makna now? $99. Because kinyan kesef, according to the sma, is kesef piron. Kesef piron. It's money that's being given for the payment of the item that you're buying. That's what kesef kinyan means. Taz says, no, that's not what Kesef Kinyan means. Kesef Kinyan doesn't have to be the beginning of the payment. By giving over the dollar, by giving over currency that could serve as payment, that's a symbolic gesture that transfers bailus from the makna to the kohen. That's how the Taz understands. Kesef Kinyan is not Kesef Piron, but rather it's what they call in the yeshivas, Kinyan Kesef is not Kesef Piron, it's Kesef Kinyan. Kinyan kesef. That's the nusach that they use. Kinyan kesef. What is kinyan kesef? The karka, let's say. The sma says it's kesef piron, the beginning of payment. If they're giving over that dollar, you can be kona the object. You can be kona the karka, let's say. And the kona doesn't owe as much money because that was the whole point of the kinyan kesef. That he began the payment by giving over kesef, by giving over the currency that can be used as payment. The Tanakh says no. Kinyan kesef is kesef kinyan. What does that mean? It means it's a symbolic act. It's a symbolic act. It's not the beginning of the payment. It's a symbolic act. That by transferring the currency that could be used as payment, by transferring shove kesef that can be used as payment, that transfers bailus on the item from the makna to the kona. How much money is owed for the payment of the item? The full value. This is not the beginning of the payment. It's a symbolic act that demonstrates a transfer of bailus from one to the other. But it's not actually the beginning of the payment. That's what the Taz says. So the Taz asks on the Sma a fundamental question, and this gets to our point. Taz asks, how can you acquire a woman? How can you be Mekadesh an Isha b'kesef? Isha nignesh b'sholosh drachim, kesef shtar ubiya. Kesef is the first way that you can be Mekadesh a woman. A woman doesn't have monetary value. So how can there be a kinyan kesef by kiddush Isha? That's the Taz's kasha against the Sma. If you hold that kinyan kesef is only kesef piron at the beginning of payment, the value of the item, there's no monetary value for a woman. That's not... We don't talk in such terms, right? There's no monetary value. There's a lot of value to a woman, but we wouldn't say that there's a monetary value to her. So how can you acquire a woman with kiddusha kesef? Some of the Mefarshim answered that the Sma would agree. The Sma would agree that kiddusha kesef is different. The Sma is not making a statement about kiddusha kesef. He's talking about kinyan kesef by karka. By karka, the Sma would say that kinyan kesef is kesef piron, but by kiddushin, taka, even the Sma agrees. There is such a concept as a symbolic kinyan kesef. By kiddush isha, kinyan kesef is only symbolic. Because there is no shavius mumen that the woman has. There's no monetary value to the woman. So you can only talk about kiddush kesef as being kesef kinyan, a symbolic type of kesef. It's not actually the beginning of the piron, it's only a symbolic gesture. Rafi.
Aren't there times in halakha where we do actually value, or we give a value to a person, meaning different characteristics?
Erchin? Erchin is not a value relative to the individual, it's a value just dependent on the age of the person. So it's not really a monetary value, that the person has. It's a standard. It's hard to believe that you can give a value to a woman in the context of kiddushin based on the standard.
Even with nezek, if you hurt someone, and then how much they were worth there. If you hurt a slave,
shaman lo ke'evet. Yeah. Right, but again, that's not really the monetary value of the person. It's exeris hakosav that we apply a standard to people. So I'm not sure that the standard would apply in the case of kiddusha isha because when you talk about buying and selling, we're not using a standard. We're trying to give a certain monetary value. The person certainly owes money for the karka that he's acquiring. There is a value to the karka. So the stomach, what the Sma is saying is that kesef piron tells me that Kinyan Kesef, right? Kinyan Kesef is the beginning of the Piron for that item. The Piron means that I'm paying Kesef Shivui. I'm paying the value of the item. Erchin and Nezek, there I'm using a standard. I'm not really paying the value of the person. It's just we apply a certain standard to the person. It could be a little bit different. So one way to look at Chalipin is that it's similar to Kinyan Kesef. What type of Kinyan Kesef? It's not Kesef Piron, for sure. Right? Because the halacha in Chalipin is that the Suda goes back to the owner. It's a machlokas in Bava Metzia, different Amuroim, whether Kalev Shel Makna or Kalev Shel Kona. Whose Kalev are we using for the Chalipin? So we paskin Kalev Shel Kona. Kalev Shel Kona, the Kona gives Kli to the Makna, and in return the Makna is being Makna, he's giving over something to the Kona. Like the Chosn. The Chosn at the Chosn's stage, he's acquiring all of the obligations of the Chasna. He's agreeing to obligate himself to the Kala. The Edom represent the Kala. So the Chosn takes a pen, or he takes a handkerchief, or yarmulke, or something from the Edom. Right? He's the Makna. He's Makna, what he obligates, to the Edom who represent the Kala, to the Kona. Right? So we take the Kalev Shel Kona, or the representative of the Kona, we give that Kli to the Makna, and then that Kli goes back to the Kona. It goes back to the owner, because it's just a symbolic gesture. Right? So Chalipin could be like Kesef, but what kind of a Kesef? Like Kesef Kinyan, like the Taz's understanding of Kesef. Or like Kesef by Kiddusha Isha, where perhaps everyone, even the Smal, would say that it's Kesef Kinyan. It's a symbolic gesture. It's not the beginning of the Piron. It's a symbolic gesture. That's what you could say about Chalipin. Chalipin really is fundamentally the same as Kesef, because Kesef itself could be a symbolic gesture. It's not necessarily the beginning of the payment. It's just this. It's a symbolic act that by transferring the currency, which could serve as payment, then the ownership is being transferred from the Makna to the Kona. That's one way to look at Chalipin. But the other way to look at Chalipin is that maybe it's really fundamentally different than Kinyan Kesef. Maybe it's not the transfer of the Suda itself that's effecting the Kinyan. Maybe Chalipin really doesn't have a Maisa Kinyan Bechlau. Normally when we talk about Kinyan, there are two elements to a Kinyan. There's Maisa Kinyan and there's Das Kinyan, right? So normally I have to do some kind of an act. Sometimes I do the act to the Dover HaNikne itself. I'll do Hagba, I'll do Meshicha, Chazaka. Sometimes I'll do an act without touching the object. I can write a shtar on Karka. I'm not involving the Karka in the Kinyan, but the Kinyan relates to the Karka directly. The shtar is written about the Karka. Kesef is interesting. Kesef is not on the Dover HaNikne, but yet, because it is currency that could be used to purchase the Dover HaNikne, it is a Maisa Kinyan that does relate to the Dover HaNikne. So Kinyan Kesef Bepshuto is like every other Kinyan, that it's working with a Maisa Kinyan. Doing a Maisa Kinyan is Das Kinyan, and together they create a Chalos Kinyan. But perhaps we can suggest that Chalipin is different. Chalipin, first of all, what's unique about Chalipin is that it doesn't require a Shavu Pruta. Konu Bekli Avo Bisha'in Bo Shavu Pruta, says the Gemara in Bava Metzia, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that way. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Tzadi Hei, Siv Beis, Ein Konim Ela Bekli. Chalipin has to be done Bekli. We learned that out of Naal Shalafish Naalo. It has to be a Naal. It has to be a Dava Mesuyim. It has to be a Kli. For Avol B'Shein Bo Shavu Pruta, doesn't have to have a Shavu Pruta. Hakinyan Kesef wouldn't work on less than a Shavu Pruta. Kesef and Shavu Kesef, it has to be a Shavu Pruta in order for the Kinyan Kesef to work. Chalipin is an exception. Chalipin doesn't require a Shavu Pruta. You could say Chalipin is like Kesef and it just has an exception. The fact that Chalipin doesn't require a Shavu Pruta, and secondly, Chalipin goes back to the owner, like the Shulchan Aruch there in Sif Gimel writes, "Al v'sheikna lo hakli al manas lach zero nikna hamekach." Even if the Kona says, "I'm giving you the kli in order to acquire what you want to give me, but I want it back," he gives him a cross pen. He wants the cross pen back. Gives him a yarmulke. He wants his yarmulke back. Right? It still works. By Kesef, that wouldn't work. Kesef is not that you're giving the Kesef to return. Whether you look at Kesef as Kesef Piron or as Kesef Kinyan, whether it's symbolic or it's the beginning of the payment, it's still not going back to the Kona. The Kona is giving that to the Makna. The Makna keeps it. So chalipin is definitely unique. It's definitely different than other kinyanim. First of all, the kinyan can occur on pachas misharaput. And secondly, the item that you're giving over in the kinyan chalipin, the item that the kohen gives to the makdeh, is being returned to the kohen. And nevertheless, the chalipin effectuated a kinyan through the transfer. So how does that happen? What is chalipin doing? So perhaps we can suggest that chalipin is unique in that it's a kinyan without a ma'aseh kinyan b'chlal. There is an act. There's an act going on over here. There is a transfer of an object from one to the other, from the kohen to the makneh. But that transfer is not affecting the kinyan. What's really affecting the kinyan is the das of the makneh. That's what's affecting the kinyan. Maybe chalipin can be defined as a kinyan das. It's a kinyan that's called kulo das. The purpose of the transfer of the kli is simply to demonstrate the das that the makneh has. It's not like any other kinyan where there's a combination of Maisa Kenyan with Das Kenyan. That I need the Das Kenyan, but I also need a Maisa Kenyan. There's a technical requirement for some kind of act to demonstrate the transfer of Bilas. Hagbah, picking up the object that you're acquiring, pulling the object that you're acquiring, it shows a transfer of Bilas. I need both the Maisa and the Das in order to effect the Kenyan. Maybe Chalipin really is not based on the Maisa. The whole purpose of the Maisa is simply to express the Das. Kinyan is really, Chalipin is really a Kinyan of Das. It's a Hakno Midas. The transfer of the Sudash simply demonstrates that Das. But it's not that the Maisa, that the transfer of the Sudar is serving as a Maisa Kinyan. Maybe Chalipin is a Kinyan, is a Chalos Kinyan without a Maisa Kinyan. It's a Chalos Kinyan that's totally Das Kinyan without a Maisa Kinyan Bechlal. That's why it doesn't have to be a Shavapruta. It doesn't matter whether it's worth a Shavapruta. The item that you're transferring, who cares? It's not a din in the item. The fact that you're transferring, it demonstrates the Das. So even if it's less than a Shavapruta, it can still demonstrate that Das Makna. And that item can go back to the Konis. So what? If there's something meaningful about the Maisa, you're showing a transfer of Bilus through the Maisa, so how can it go back to the Konis? That doesn't show a transfer. Faket, if you give it back, then that cancels the transfer. No, it's not the Maisa that's doing anything. The purpose of the Maisa is simply to express the Das of the Makna, that he wants to give it to the Kohen. So even if that Maisa is not going to be lasting, and even if that Maisa involves something that's less than a Shavapruta, it still can express the Das. And that's why Chalipin can work. Maybe the exceptions to the rule of Chalipin, not just exceptions, but rather they demonstrate that Chalipin is a fundamentally different Kenyan. It's not a Kenyan that's working with a combination of Das Kenyan and Maisa Kenyan. No, it's a kinyan that's kol kulo das kinyan. It's a kinyan that's working with das. The ma'aseh is simply a way of expressing that das. So that's why the ma'aseh doesn't really have to be as strong. It can be done even with pachas mishavapruta, and it could even go back to the kona, and it still can affect the kinyan completely. Okay, this is a new way of understanding kinyan chalipin. Based on this, the Rav wanted to explain the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Again, you can't do a kinyan chalipin from a katan. Why not? What's the problem? It's up the Rambam. Hakinyan b'shtar, v'ein chos min al ashtar, elam kein nasa begod. Right? V'ein hakinyan miyad hakatan klum, shakinyan b'shtar, v'ein oedem chos min el al shtar shal adam godol. So we ask the Kasha, I understand the Gemara in Bava Basra says that kinyan b'fnei shtayim v'ein tzarech l'maksovu, kinyan normally leads to ksivas hashtar. So let that happen in the case of a gadol. The gadol has the das, the makneh, who's a gadol has a das to authorize the two eidim to write a shtar. So in this situation, he doesn't have to authorize explicitly. It's understood that he wants them to write a shtar. He wants them to write a shtar for the kohen. But in a case where you can't do that, in a case where the makneh is a katan, so let them not write a shtar. Why shouldn't the kinyan chalipin work without a shtar? The answer could be that the yesod of the Rambam is not that chalipin always has to lead to a shtar. It's that chalipin always has to involve the same level of das that could lead to shtar. That's the point. That chalipin requires a certain level of das, a das alimta, if you will. Das alimta, a strong, higher level of das. That just like a shtar requires a higher level of das in order to write it, you really have to have an understanding of what you're doing. The makna has to have a higher level of das in order to write a shtar. Chalipin also requires that high level of das. Why? Because again, it's a chalos kinyan without a ma'aseh kinyan. It's a kinyan das. So to get it off the ground, you need an even higher level of das. Right? Maybe chalipin requires das alimta, because since the whole kinyan is a kinyan of das, if it's not going to be a stronger level of das, then it's not going to be able to work. You can't have the regular das kinyan that you have in every other kinyan. By chalipin, you need an even higher level of das. And maybe let's talk about what the Rambam has in mind over here. That it's not that chalipin always has to lead to shtar. Maybe sometimes it's not going to be able to lead to shtar. The problem is that chalipin always has to have the possibility of leading to shtar. Because just like shtar needs a higher level of das, chalipin also needs a higher level of das to work bichlau. And this, in fact, could be the basis of the other gears in the Rambam. Look at the Frankel Rambam. He doesn't say shakinyan bishtar. He says shakinyan kishtar. Kinyan is like shtar. It might be bishtar too, meaning according to the Gemara, it might be natural that kinyan sudr always leads to shtar. But that's not the point of the Rambam over here, against the Nagid Mishnah. The point of the Rambam is not that kinyan always has to be able to lead to shtar. Maybe it doesn't have to lead to shtar. If you do it with a katan, if the makna is a katan, it's not going to lead to shtar. Asma, so what? Just do the kinyan chalipin. That's not what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying that kinyan chalipin is similar to shtar. They both need a higher level of das to work. Kinyan kishtar, not kinyan bishtar. Kinyan kishtar. Kinyan is like shtar. How's kinyan like shtar? Kinyan is kinyan. Shtar is shtar. No, they're similar in that you need a high level of das for both of them. So if the katan doesn't have a high enough level of das to create a shtar, if he's a makna, we're not going to be able to write a shtar for the katan. Midrabanan even. Right? Midrabanan. Minatara, there is no kinyan for the katan. But even according to the takana of Chachamim, Chachamim was saying that a katan doesn't have anyone else, doesn't have an apotropos, doesn't have a father to make a kinyan for him. Pu'utos do have a kinyan derabanan. Chazal say, but there is no kinyan shtar for a katan. That doesn't make any sense. Chazal were misaken that a katan can have a ma'isa kinyan. That they can be misaken. What's the chisaron of a katan? Katan doesn't have das. So in a kinyan where there are two parts to the kinyan, there's das kinyan, there's a ma'isa kinyan. So Chazal can be misaken that even though the das kinyan of a katan is not a das kinyan, his ma'isa kinyan is going to be a ma'isa kinyan. Because really, what's deficient in the ma'isa kinyan of the katan? It looks like the ma'isa kinyan of a goat too. So that can work. But if das is so fundamental, right? If das is so fundamental to the kinyan, Chazal can't be misaken that a katan has das. That's just against metzias. A katan doesn't have das. Chazal can be misaken that even though the ma'isa katan of the kinyan can't work on a deraisa level without das, Chazal can be misaken that his ma'isa kinyan can work without das, because you still have a ma'isa kinyan. It can create a chalos kinyan without das kinyan. But if the kinyan is effectuated only through das kinyan, Chazal can't invent das kinyan. They can't be magicians and just create das kinyan out of thin air. If the katan doesn't have the higher level of das that you need for kinyan chalipin, Chazal can't create that out of thin air. They can be misaken that the katan can be makna without das kinyan. It can be makna with a ma'isa without das kinyan. But if the key to kinyan chalipin is not the ma'isa, it's the das, Chazal can't be misaken that the katan has das if the metzias he doesn't have das. They can't say that he has this higher level of das. Maybe that's what the Rama means. That because shtar requires this higher level of das, kinyan is kishtar. The Gemara in Baba Bas is not just saying that kinyan always leads to shtar. The Gemara is saying more than that. The Gemara is saying that every kinyan has to have the potential. It has to have the potential to lead to shtar. There has to be the same level of das in the kinyan sudr that could lead to the writing of a shtar. So if that's the case, then we understand why you can't have a kinyan chalipin in Bekata. Not because it can't lead to shtar. No, because you're lacking the potential to lead to shtar. You're lacking the das. The katan doesn't have that higher level of das. It's a very low level of das. Kavana, he has a very low level of das. Not a higher level of das. So just like you couldn't write a shtar on a katan, if the katan is the makna, so too you can't have a kinyan chalipin on the katan either. Even the chachamim wouldn't be able to be misaken in such a kinyan chalipin. There's no question that on the deraisa level there's no kinyan chalipin by a katan. There is no kinyan by a katan on the deraisa level. But the rabbanon as well, even chazal wouldn't be able to be misaken a kinyan chalipin by a katan, because they can't create das kinyan out of thin air. The Rav wanted to say that we can prove this idea that Kenyan Chalipin is different than other Kenyanim by two halachas in the Shulchan Aruch. And then after we explain this, we'll pedal back to Edekim. He said, first of all, when someone does a Kenyan, how long does he have to retract that Kenyan? Let's say he changes his mind. Right? So does he? Is it a 90-day policy? You bring back the receipt, then you can you go shopping on Black Friday, and you bring it back within 90 days. No, it doesn't work like that. The halacha does not recognize the 90-day policy. How long do you have to be chozevo? What's the answer? Toch kedei dibur. Toch kedei dibur. Shalom alecha, Rebbe Mori. Are the three words or four words? 2 seconds. Right? You have basically 2 seconds after the Maisa Kinyan. You finish the Maisa Kinyan, but you still have time for Chazara until Toch Kedei Dibur. Within Toch Kedei Dibur. What happens when it comes to Chalipin? A person does a Kinyan b'Chalipin. How long does he have to be Chazim? So the Shulchan Aruch writes that there's a different Shir. Shulchan Aruch there in Kuf Tzadi Hei, page 4, Sivav. What's the share? Is it Toch Kedei Dibur? No. Asukim ba'oso inyan. As long as they're involved in talking about what's going on. They're talking about the Kenyan. They did the Kenyan Sudar. Right? They talked about the details of the Kenyan Sudar. And then they're talking about it a little bit further, another couple of minutes. So they've done the Kenyan, but they're finishing the discussion about what's going to happen with that Kenyan. When is he going to go and take charge, and you know, when is it going to be Chal? They're still talking about the Kenyan. They've done the Maisa Kenyan. They've done, I shouldn't say the Maisa Kenyan. They've transferred the Sudar. Right? But Zakta Shulchan Aruch, as long as Asukim Ba'oso Inyan, which is what the Gemara in Bava Basra says, it's not just the Shulchan Aruch. Gemara says this. He can be chosev more than Toch Kedei Dibur. Why is that? Why by other kinyanim after Toch Kedei Dibur you can't be chosev, and by chalipin as long as asukim b'osuinyan you can still be chosev? So said the Rav, maybe it's the same idea that by all other kinyanim the kinyan is nigma through the maisa. There's a maisa kinyan. Of course, the makna has to have das that he wants to give over the item to the kohen, but the kinyan is effectuated by the maisa. The das is a t'nai in the maisa, so to speak. Das is just a t'nai that the maisa should be able to be chal, it should effectuate the kinyan. So said the Rav, if that's the case, if the ikar of all of the kinyanim is really the maisa, the das is just a t'nai, so then b'toch kedei dibur you have the ability to be chozebo, because until toch kedei dibur it's like the maisa is not completed. You did a maisa, but b'toch kedei dibur it's like the maisa is still, right? It's going to end after kedei dibur. But after Kedei Dibur, the Ma'is is over. So once the Ma'is is over, the Kenyan is Nigmar, and that's the end of it. Why should by Chalipin you be able to be Chozebo even after Kedei Dibur? The answer is that if you assume that Chalipin is a Kenyan Das, Chalipin is just an expression of the Das Makna. It's all a function of the Das Makna. So until the job is done, his Das has not been completely expressed. He's not finished expressing that Das. They still have to work out details. They still have to work out details. So because the details still have to be worked out, if they're asukim b'oso inyan, so then the das is not completely expressed. So that's why you can still have a chazar. They can still back out because the das hasn't been completely expressed until they're finished dealing with all the details of the case. That's another halacha that can indicate that chalipa might be different than some other kinyan. What's more, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Tzadi Hei Sif Aleph writes that there's something very special to chalipa. Chalipin is one of the only kinyanim that works both by metatlim and by karkos. The kinyan keitzan yiten akona lamakna kli kosho viomalo kneze chelif hakarka o hametaltel shemacharta o shenasatali karka or metaltel karka or metaltlim. Chalipin works by both. Hadboi Meshicha work by metatlim. Chazaka and Shtar work by karka. We don't have kesef is a discussion. It's not so clear that kesef should work by metatlim. It might only work by karka. Metatlim is machlokes hamoroyim, and it could be midrabbanan, and it doesn't even work by metatlim. Not that. But normally, kinyanim only work by one or the other. Some work by karkos, some work by metadlin, but never the twain shall meet. Chalipin is unique. Chalipin works by both. Now, how can that be? Why should that work? Normally, we have special kinyanim for metadlin, special kinyanim for karkos, but they don't work by both. L'chor, the answer is that the reason why some kinyanim work by metadlin and others work by karkos is because normally the maisa kinyan can only relate to one or the other. Hagboin Mashiach can only relate to Metadlin. They can't relate to Karkos. You can't pick up Karka. You can't pull Karka. Chazaka, what does Chazaka mean? That means no, Gadar, Paratz, fixing up the Karka in some way. Fixing up the Karka in some way. Normally, it's not Shayach with a Kli. You're not going to put a fence up with a Kli. Right? You're not going to see. So, you're saying if you fix up the Kli, you should be able to be Kone? Now, Halacha happens to be that Uman Kone Bishvach Kli. So, that's a discussion for a different time. But to make a fence, to break the kli, breaking the kli is not going to acquire you. It's not going to make you acquire the kli. Right? Breaking the fence, though, opening up the fence, that is a kinyan by karka. Chazaka relates to karka, doesn't relate to metavlin. Shtar, I'm going to write a shtar on a kli? It's not normal. People write shtaras on karka, they don't write shtaras on kelim. So normally the reason why certain kinyanim work by metadlin and others work by karkos is because the maisa kinyan can only relate to one, not the other. Why does chalipin work by both? Because the ikka by chalipin is not the maisa kinyan. It's all a das. It's all a das kinyan. If it's all a function of das, then that type of kinyan can relate both to metadlin and to karkos. The transfer of the suda doesn't really matter. The transfer of the suda doesn't relate to either the karka or to the metadlin. The whole point is that's just a means, that's just a way of expressing the das. If the ikar is the das, the kinyan is kulo das, so then das can relate just as easily to metadlin as it can to karkos. So that's why chalipin can work for both. Okay, so both of these inyonim can prove that chalipin is different than other kinyanim. First, the idea that chazar is as long as asukim bosu inyan. Secondly, the fact that chalipin can work both by metadlin and by karkos, it's an exception to the rule. That's because it's not working with a maisa kinyan. The kinyan is kulo das, it's a kinyan of das, and that das can relate both to metadlin and to karkos. Because the kinyan really is a kinyan on a maisa kinyan. So chalos kinyan without a maisa kinyan. On a maisa kinyan. So if it's without a maisa kinyan, then it can relate equally to karkos and to metadlin. Said the Rav, maybe this is the idea behind the Ravid as well. The Ravid holds that kinyan chalipin requires a de kiyum. Tosis in Sanhedrin says that kinyan chalipin requires eidei kiyum. Where do we have a makor that you need eidei kiyum? What's the context that you need eidei kiyum? Gittin v'kiddushin, davar sheba'erva. Ein davar sheba'erva pachas mishnayim. Ein davar sheba'erva pachas mishnayim doesn't only mean that if you want to prove something in davar sheba'erva, you want to prove that a woman's mezana, you need two eidim in bezdin. That of course is true. Ein davar sheba'erva pachas mishnayim means that, yes, you need two eidim, Levar hadavar, Eide Birur. If you want to clarify the truth in Davar Sheba'erva, you need two Eidim. But Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachas Mishnayim also tells me that you need Eide Kiyum to make the Davar Sheba'erva Bichal. To make the Kedusha Michal, you need two Eidim. Even if the Chassan and the Kal admit that he gave the ring to her and he said the magic words, she's not Mekudeshes. If it's between the two of them and there were no two Eidim, the Kedusha weren't Chal. It's not just that we can't prove it. You know, we can prove it now. They both admit to it, so we can prove it. But if one denies it later, we won't be able to prove it. No! If there are no Eidei Kiyum, the Kiddushin hasn't been Chal. It hasn't worked yet. A get can't be Chal unless there are Eidim. That's a Shiloh. Where do the Eidim have to be? Are they Eidei Chasima? Are they Eidim on the Shtar? Are they Eidim Mesira? Do you have to transfer it in front of Eidim? But you need the Eidim for the Gerushin to be Chal. Eidei Kiyum, to be Mekayim the Maisa, to make the Maisa be Chal. Why do you need Eidei Kiyum by Davar Sheba'erva? Why is it that Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachas Mishnayim? The Rav explained b'shem Reb Chaim. This also appears in Reb Chaim on the Rambam, but the Nuch is a little bit different. This is the way Rabbi Shechta says it over. The Rav wanted to say from his grandfather that the pshat is that Davar Sheba'erva requires a higher level of das. Das alimta. It requires a higher level of das. Whenever you need a higher level of das, you need Eidei Kiyum to raise the level of das of the protagonist. When you do something publicly, people take it more seriously. Das Alimta requires Eidei Kiyum in order to make that das a higher level. So maybe that's the svara behind it. It's Xeris Lakasa, but maybe that's the svara. that if you need a higher level of das by getting the kiddushin, so that requires edim in order to make the ma'isa bichal, so that the chosin and the kala, the husband and the wife, realize what's going on and they take it very seriously. This is not a private matter, it's a public matter, and it requires a higher level of das. So maybe the purpose of the edikim is to raise the level of das to a higher status. Maybe that's why Ein Davar Sheva'er Parchas Mishnayim. Said the Rav, if that's the idea of Ein Davar Sheva'er Parchas Mishnayim, then maybe we can understand the Ravid by Kinyan Chalipin as well. Chalipin has nothing to do with getting the Kiddushin. This is talking about Kinyonim. But what's the connection between Davar Sheva'er and Chalipin? Das Alimto. The level of Das that you need for both, that's the connection. If you need Edekim by getting the Kiddushin to achieve a higher level of Das, and Chalipin is viewed as a Kinyan Das, it's a Kenyan that not only needs Das as a Tanai to make the Maisa Kenyan work, but rather the whole Kenyan is Kulo Das. So then you're going to need Edekim to raise the level of Das to the level that you need to make the Kenyan Chalipin Bichal. It's not that Chalipin is a Davar Sheva'er, no, but it's like a Davar Sheva'er. Kenyan Kishtar, Kenyan Kedavar Sheva'er, so to speak. Right? Chalipin is like a Davar Sheva'er. They both need a high level of Das. So if you need Edekiyim to create the higher level of Das by getting the Kiddushin, you're also going to need Edekiyim to create that level of Das by Chalipin as well. So that could be the basis of the Ravid sheet. And what does the Rambam hold? We said before that the Rambam claims that you can't do Chalipin from a Katan because Chalipin requires a higher level of Das and a Katan can't provide that level of Das. So something is not working out over here, right? The Ravid says that you need Edekim for Chalipin, so he can hold it. You need a higher level of Das for Chalipin. Chalipin is a Kenyan of Das. But the Rambam holds that you don't need Edekim for Chalipin. And yet the Rambam admits that ain't Davar Sheva'er Parchas Mishnayim. So what's the Rambam saying? The Rambam says that you don't need Edim Chalipin, and yet what? What? There can't be a Kenyan Chalipin by a Katan. Right? So apparently the Rambam holds that he agrees with the Ravid about the nature of Chalipin. He agrees with the Raya that Kinyan Chalipin is a Kinyan of Das. What's my Raya to that? Cotton. Right? The Rambam agrees to the Raya that Kinyan Chalipin is a Kinyan Das. Raya from Cotton. And he says that there can't be a Kinyan Chalipin by Cotton. Bichlau. Right? But yet somehow the Rambam understands that just because you need a higher level of Das by Chalipin, that doesn't mean that you need a Dekiyah. That's what he disagrees with the Ravid about. What does the Rambam hold? The Rambam says that there's Gzeres HaKosef, that Ein Davar Sheva'er Parchas Mishnayim. It's Gzeres HaKosef that you need Edekim by Davar Sheva'er, but that's Gzeres HaKosef, Davka by Davar Sheva'er. We wanted to say a fancy Shtigl Torah, that Ein Davar Sheva'er Parchas Mishnayim doesn't just mean it's Gzeres HaKosef, that's what the Torah says. No, there's a Svara to it. That maybe the purpose of the Edekim is to raise the level of Das by Davar Sheva'er. The Rambam will say, I agree with you, Ravid, that Kinyan Chalipin is a Kinyan of Das. How do I know that? I know it from the fact that it works both by Metatlim and Karkos. I know it from the fact that you can be Chozebo even after Tocha de Dibur. And I'll even write it, Ravid. I'll write it by Kotam. Right? It works by Metatlim and Karka. Chazara Kozman Shasukin Balasawinyan. Katan. There are many rayas that the Rambam should agree to this Yesod. That Kinyan Chalipin really is a Kinyan Das. The Rambam argues about the last point. He just says that you don't need Edekim to bring the Das to the level that you want it. They can have the Das without Edekim. By Davar Sheva'er, this is Gzeres HaKosef that you need Edekim for the Davar Sheva'er to be Chal, but it's not like it's Halacha L'Moshe Misina that you always need Edekim to raise the level of Das. By Chalipin, you can raise the level of Das without Edekim. By Davar Sheva'er, this is Gzeres HaKosef. Not for Das. It's Gzeres HaKosef that you need Edekim by Davar Sheva'er. It's a special halacha. So the Rambam says that even if Davar Sheva'er needs Edekim, Chalipin doesn't need Edekim. But the Rambam by Katan clearly implies that he agrees with the Ravid fundamentally that Chalipin might be a totally different type of Kenyan. Okay, so the Rambam and the Ravid do argue about whether Kinyan Chalipin requires Eidim or doesn't require Eidim. But that machlokas is not what they hold about the nature of Kinyan Chalipin. Maybe they both agree that Kinyan Chalipin really is a Kinyan Das. And both the Rambam and the Ravid hold. Kinyan Chalipin is a Kinyan Das. The Ravid holds to create Das Alimta you need Edekim. And the Rambam will say that only by Dabar Sheva Erva do you need Edekim. There's a possible. Questions? This is one shot. This is one way to look at the Rambam and the Ravid. But you need Edekiyim by Chalipin. The whole machlokus is whether there's a unique halacha by Davish Shabbat that you need Edekiyim, or no, whenever you have to raise the level of Das, you need Eidim. Chalipin is a Kenyan Das, so you have to raise the level of Das. That's why you should need Eidim by Chalipin as well. Okay, so far so good? Clear? There's one problem. Yes?
If the Rambam agrees that for Chalipin you need to have stronger Das, so what would you do in that case?
The Rambam holds that you can, that just the fact that you're giving over the Sudr, the transfer of the Sudr is what demonstrates the Das. And the Rambam holds that that's enough. Person can have whatever das he needs, as long as he's a gadol, he's not a katan, he can have whatever das he needs, just by the fact that he's transferring that sudra. He doesn't need Eidim in order to raise his level of das. There's Gzeres HaKasa, the Dabar Sheva Erva needs Eidim, but that doesn't transfer to Chalip. There's one problem with this pshat. Can you figure it out from the Makaris that you've seen? What are we saying over here? That everyone agrees that Kinyan Chalipin is a Kinyan Das. Rambam and Ravid. All the other kinyanim are on one side of the scale, and chalipin is on a different side of the scale. Hagbah and Meshicha and Chazaka and Kesef, they're all on one side of the scale. Chalipin is on a different side of the scale. Chalipin is different. Both the Rambam and the Ravid claim that chalipin is a different type of kinyan. It's a kinyan das. And that explains why the Ravid holds it. You need a kinyan. Because for a kinyan das, you have to raise the level of das to a higher level. Raise the level of Das to a higher level, right? You have to raise the level of Das. So to do that, you need Edekim, yeah? What's the problem with this? Come on. What does the Ravid hold? Ravid holds that Chalipin is different than other
Kinyanim.
He equates Chalipin to Kesef. The Ravid's against the Rav. It's like fear, right? Right? How can you explain the Ravid by saying that he holds Chalipin as a Kinyan Das? It's such a beautiful, briskish, shtickle Torah, but licked in the vert of the Ravid, right? What does the Ravid say? What's the Rav talking about? The Rav was sensitive to this. What's the Rav talking about? That the Ravid holds Chalipin as a Kinyan Das? Maybe the Rambam holds Chalipin as a Kinyan Das. Right? The Rambam is a complicated cheetah because he holds Chalipin as a Kinyan Das. How do I know the Rambam claims that Chalipin is a Kinyan Das? One word. How do I know? Cotton. Who said that? Who said that? Cotton. Shmuel. Jonathan? Cotton. Okay? The Rambam said by cotton, right? There's no chalipin from a cotton because he can't have a high level of das. The Rambam definitely holds that Kinyan Chalipin is a Kinyan Das. Ah, but you don't need Edekiyim? No, because it's Gzeres HaKasa by Dabar Sheva Erva, not by Chalipin. But the Rav was saying his whole vart to explain the Ravid. That the Ravid says that you need Edekiyim by Chalipin because the Ravid holds that Chalipin is a Kinyan Das. But that's pile ployed. The Ravid doesn't say that. Ravid doesn't say that. There are two places where the Ravid seems to imply differently. One place he implies it, the other place he says it beferish. First of all, the Ravid writes beferish that Chalipin is midin kesef. Where does he say that? Hilchas Avodim. In Hilchas Avodim, the Rambam and the Ravid talk about how an Eved Kanani can be free. How does he go out L'Cheiris? The Rambam Menachas Avod in Perakei Alacha Gimel writes like this: Amalo Shalo Biksav. Let's say an Adon tells the Eved Kanaini Balpe, Harei At Ben Chorin, Harei At Shel Atzmacha. Go out free. He tells him Balpe. Mechila, right? Mechila doesn't work. Aval Bishay Ido Alavedim Bebezdin, Aval Bishakonom Yado Adayin Lo Nishtacher. Chalipin doesn't work. Excuse me. Mechila doesn't work to free an Eved Kanaini. Mechila. He just tells him Balpe, you can go out free. That doesn't work. She'eino Eved Yotze L'cheres, says the Rambam, Ela B'Kesef O B'Shtar O B'Roshe Eivorin. An Eved Kanaini can't go out L'cheres without Kesef O Shtar O Roshe Eivorin. What does that mean? Shein V'ayin, right? He pokes out his eye, pokes out his tooth, one of his other limbs. He cuts off one of his other limbs. So that's exactly how so that the Eved Kanaini goes out free. But besides these three ways, the Eved Kanaini can't go out free. Dr. Rai, v'dovah zeh eino mechuvah. Shehakinyan harei o kekesef. Mehahu maisa de kumta. There's an exam, there's a case, the Gemara in Gittin on the Flamme test talks about a kumta, some, it was an Eved Kanaini, he threw his hat right, to the Eved Kanaini, and he said he should go out free. You see that Chalipin can work to free an Eved. Says the Rai, v'kinyan harei o kekesef. The Rambam says that an Eved Kanaini can go out bekesef, but Chalipin is like kesef, so why shouldn't an Eved Kanaini be able to go out bekesef? The Ravid writes Beferish, Chalipin is Kekesef. The Eved Kanaini can go out by Chalipin. The Rambam says Chalipin is not Kekesef. The Rambam is Gevaldik. The Rambam says Chalipin is a Kenyan of Das. It doesn't work by a cotton. So the Rambam will say it doesn't work by an Eved Kanaini either. It's not similar to Kesef. The Eved Kanaini can go out. Kesef, Shtar, Rosh Eivorim. But not for Chalipin, because Chalipin is not Kekesef. The Rambam is glad for Chalak, he's great. But the Ravid is Pilei Ploim. The Ravid says, Beferish Chalipin is Kekesef. What's more, the Ravid expresses himself about Katan. The Rambam says Chalipin doesn't work by a Katan, because a Katan doesn't have the Das for a Kinyan Chalipin. That's how we explain. What does the Ravid hold by Katan? Can there be Chalipin by a Katan? What does the Ravid say? We didn't have too many makoros today. Just a couple of Rambams and Ravis. But you got to read the Rambam and Ravid carefully. Get all the details there. What does the Ravid say? The Ravid in Hilchas Mechira, Perek Chavtes Halacha Ches. V'chein ani omer shim hignu b'kinyan konu. Sha'kinyan logora mehakesef. No chamol. He says the same thing. Chalipin is the same as kesef. Do kesef atzma? Ani omer shehakotan ein lo mechila kedi aminan yas milabene mechila ninu. V'chein ani omer shim hiknu bekinyan kanu. Im hiknu bekinyan kanu. Why im hiknu bekinyan kanu? Midrabanan, of course, right? Peutos. But why? Says the Ravid shakinyan lo gara mehakesef. Chazal umasakin that a cotton midrabanan has a kinyan kesef, so why wouldn't you have a kinyan chalipin? It's doch the zel bazach according to the Ravid. Chalipin is the same as kesef. So if the cotton has a kinyan kesef midrabanan, he has a kinyan chalipin too. The Ravid is mefurish. The chalipin is not different than kesef. It's midin kesef. It's the same as kesef. Same as kesef. So we're back to square one. What does the Ravid hold? Why does the Ravid claim the chalipin requires a dekiyah? Both when it comes to the shikra of an Eved Kanaini and when it comes to Katan, the Ravid writes Beferish, the Chalipin is Kekesef, and that's why it can work to be Meshachar and Eved Kanaini, and it can work by a Katan. So what does the Ravid hold by Edekim? It's really a Pella. Really a Pella. So perhaps the answer is, I'm not sure if the Rav said this at a different time, but there are others who say, maybe the Ravid holds as follows. Maybe the Ravid holds that even though Chalipin is Kekesef, it needs Eidim. It's not that it needs Eidekim because it needs a higher level of Das than Kesef. It's not that Chalipin needs Eidekim because it needs a higher level of Das than Kesef. That's the first approach. Right? Regular Kinyonim are composed of Das Kinyan and Maisa Kinyan. right? The das is a tanai. You have to have das kin. It can't be balkarcho. He has to agree to the maisa kin. But it's the maisa kin that's achieving the chalos. This is all kinyan. Let's say most kinyan. So one way to look at chalipin, right? One way to look at chalipin is that chalipin is a kinyan das. It's kulo das. Ah, there is a maisa, but that maisa is not a maisa kinyan. It's just a way of expressing that das. That's one way to look at chalipin. A higher level of das. Higher level of das. To get to that higher level of das, you need Eidim. The Rambam holds to get to that higher level of das, you don't need Eidim, but a higher level of das in Kinyan Chalipin. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at Chalipin is that maybe Chalipin is just like every other Kinyan. The level of das that you need is the same as every other Kinyan. But the problem is that if you don't have Eidim, the person is not even going to have the regular level of das. He's going to have less das. He's not going to take it seriously. Because kinyan chalipin looks like a joke. It looks like a strange thing. You're doing a kinyan with a kli that doesn't, and it's not worth a shavah kruta. The kinyan is going to go back to the kohen. The kli is going to go back to the kohen. Where's the maisa kinyan? It's just, this looks like a joke. Chalipin, by its very nature, looks like a joke. It looks like it's worse than regular kinyan. The other way to look at it is that chalipin appears to be a joke. It looks like a joke. Tzechuchot lula. It looks like a joke. Why? Ein bo shavah pruta. It's chozer lekona. The kli is chozer lekona. What kind of a maisa kinyan is that? It looks like a joke. Maybe the Ravid holds that the purpose of having Eidei Kiyum b'Chalipin is not to raise the level of Das, because Chalipin is a Kinyan Das, so we have to raise that level of Das for it to work. No! Chalipin is Kekesef! What's creating the Chalos Kinyan? The Maisa Kinyan! The transfer of the Sudr is what's creating the Maisa Kinyan. It's a symbolic act! It's no different than Kesef Kinyan by Karka, according to the Taz. It's no different than Kesef Kiddushin. It's a symbolic act. Kesef Kiddushin is not Kesef Piron. It's just a symbolic act. Chalipin is also a symbolic act. Symbolic acts can create kinyonim. Chalipin is a symbolic act. It's not different than other kinyonim. It's the same as other kinyonim. Yeah, but there's one problem. Chalipin looks like a joke. That's the problem. It looks bad. Maybe I need Aiden just to raise the level of Das to the basic level. To the regular level that every other Kenyan has. Every other Kenyan, the Machna has full das. He has full das because it looks serious. Either there's a Maisa Kenyan that's being done on the object itself, or a Maisa Kenyan that relates to the Karka, Chazok, or Shtar, something of that nature. So the Machna sees that. Look, we're doing a Maisa Kenyan that does relate to the item that's being Nivna. So it makes sense. I'm being Machna, and he has a full das. By Chalipin, because the Kinyan looks so much like a joke that you're transferring something that's not worth a Shavah Pruta, it's going to go back to the Kone. It doesn't look serious. And because it doesn't look serious, maybe the Machna is not going to even have a regular Das Kinyan. Not that you need a higher level of Das, he's not going to have a regular Das Kinyan. Maybe the Ravid admits that you need a Dekiyum by Chalipin to raise the level of Das, but not like what the Rav was saying in the first pshat, that it's to raise the level of Das above the level of Das Kinyan of normal Kinyan. And no, maybe it's to bring it back home. It's to bring it back up to the basic level of Das, to the regular, right? To the plain level of Das that all Kinyanim have. Because there's a concern that by Chalipin it looks like a joke, so the Machna is not going to have any Das. He's going to take it like a joke. He's not going to take it seriously. Maybe that's what the Ravid says. The Ravid really holds Chalipin is like Kesef. It's like a Maisa Kinyan. It's not a Kinyan of Das. It's not a Kinyan of Das. There are all these exceptions to Chalipin. Okay, there are exceptions. Some are based on Psukim. Some are... Okay, you have to work on all these exceptions and figure out exactly why there are those exceptions. I mean, we brought a lot of rayas that Chalipin really should be a Kinyan of Das. So you have to figure out, right? Chazora. Metalton, Harkos, like, it's tough. It's tough to figure out all these different rayas, how the rabbi is going to explain that if Chalipin is Kekesef, you know, where do these rayas go? Okay, but that's what the rabbi holds. Evid Knaini and Katan, he holds the Chalipin is Kekesef. For Shechur Evid, it works. By Katan it's going to work as well. By Katan it works, right? Because Chalipin is Kekesef, sure. It's a Maisa Kinin just like Kesef. But when it comes to Edim, there the rabbi says, I need Edim for Chalipin. I need Edim for Chalipin. Why? Not to raise the Das to a higher level, just to bring it back home. To bring it back to the basic level. To bring it back to the middle of the road, to the regular Das Kinyan. Because again, Chalipin, since it has these differences that it's not a Shavar Pruta, and it goes back to the Kona, there's a Chashash that maybe the Makna is not going to take it seriously. So I need the Edim in order to raise the level of Das so that it'll be at the same level as other Kinyan. Okay, let's stop.